Steve and Katie in the morning.
Dee Sokolowski is here from the First Bank of Owosso.
Good morning, Dee.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Okay. We are so excited that you are here. Wow.
Matter of fact, you are the chairman and CEO. We've known each other for, goodness, 20 plus years because you've had a long history with KXOJ and events. And this one's happening, Redbud Festival Park Stage, actually sponsored by First Bank of Owosso. So you're no stranger to doing things with the city of Owosso. What made you want to be part of this particular one with Mac Powell? Kind of a story there? Or?
Well, as you know, I've had a good relationship with your owner, David Stevens, for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And back when you were doing the concert series at River Parks, I thought, well, that would be, how about we move that to Owosso?
Yeah.
And in 2018, Owosso started construction of this festival park, which is downtown. I thought it'd be a good location. And I talked to David, and he said, well, when it gets closer to being finished, I'll take my team out there and we'll look at it and see if it might work.
Okay.
Well, construction delays, the park didn't get finished till 2020, then it's COVID.
Oh, goodness.
You know, it got opened in July of 20. So it's now been 4 years and I just kind of forgot about it, I guess. And so this spring, David called me and said, hey, would you be interested in bringing Mac Powell to Owosso and part of our 45th anniversary concert series?
That's right.
And I said, absolutely. It's been a long time wanting to get to Owosso. You know, you guys have a great listenership in
huge.
Owosso.
Yes,
it's
sir.
A good community for you guys. And I think your listeners will really love the location. The park in downtown Owosso is surrounded on three sides by either large churches or former church buildings. So there's good parking.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, there's good parking, and then the Owosso City Hall is only about three blocks from there. You could park at City Hall as well. It's right off of 169. It's less than a mile off of 169.
76th Street?
Yeah, it's between 76th and 86th Street on Main there in Owosso. And the other good thing is there are three or four restaurants within walking distance.
Nice.
And so I'll have to plug two of our good clients.
We are so excited to see Redbud Festival Park. We haven't been there ourselves. Dave and I haven't, but we look at the pictures and we hear these amazing things
food
from
you. Food
trucks,
too. There's like an alley.
There is an alley for food trucks and Smoke Restaurant, which is the same ownership as the one on Cherry Street.
Nice.
It's a nice place if it's you and your significant other. And then there's a place called Mad Eats, which is kind of a funky upscale diner for kids with malts, and you know, it's very family friendly.
Sounds kind of old-fashioned-y.
Nice.
It is, and it's all walking distance from the park. And the park was a great public-private partnership. The city provided the funds to build the park, and then the local community and business people donated almost $250,000 to provide the stage, the sound system, the tables, chairs, when people go
State
out there.
State of the art, man.
It is nice. So hopefully, I don't know if these big-time concert guys like Mac will bring their own sound system, but we donated money for a sound system and a lighting system. So
yeah, he'll probably come and go, let's see. Oh, I like yours.
Yeah.
All right, more with Dee in just a moment. We have one more question for you. Don't go away, okay? Making this whole thing happen, welcomed by First Bank of Owosso. It's Mac Powell this Friday night. I can't believe I'm getting so excited, Katie.
I know. We cannot wait.
And
it's going to be here before you know it.
Kaylee Abel from The Voice is going to be before Mac Powell. It's going to be great.
On that very stage.
Hang on. More with Dee coming up next. Owosso's changed a lot in the last 20 years. Just gotten bigger and better, and it seems like friendlier and more welcoming to other people wanting to come into the community. Just getting better. Put it that way. Would you agree?
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, we implemented the character program several years ago, which I think made a huge impact in the community. And just, we have such an excellent city staff. The community development people and the parks people are all just excellent. And we have a great city staff, and it's a great place to live. We just recently passed Bartlesville. We're now the 11th largest city in the state.
Oh,
okay,
my goodness.
Ding your bell,
Ting. That gets a bell.
Yeah, she has this bell she goes crazy with. So that's a ding of the bell right there. All right, what'd you want to ask me?
Well, you know, dude, we're so excited about coming out to Owosso, and especially Redbud Festival Park. And we've been loving on Owosso all week long. People have been texting in what they love most about it. But what about you? What is your favorite thing about whether it's Redbud Festival Park or just Owosso in general, your favorite thing?
Well, I'm so biased. I was born there. Ah. I was raised there. I can remember being in my dad's drugstore down on Main Street before there was a Highway 169.
Aww, wow.
So the way you got to Tulsa was Old Mingo Road, and if it rained the day before, it was flooded. So it's really just the people. There's been a long history of giving private donations to make things happen, and just a spirit of cooperation. And I've traveled all over the world and all over the United States, and I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Oh, man. I will say that you are not alone in that. A lot of people sent in the people mm-hmm. of Owosso. Mm-hmm. So we are excited to meet even more of people from Owosso, and people come from Tulsa. Come on up to Owosso.
That's right.
We've got going on.
And it's not that far.
You know,
people think we're just south of Kansas, but but we're not.
And my sister lives there now. They've been there for a few years now. Moved out from Manford to Owosso, made the change. So they love it. So I get to see her and enjoy the church's chicken. Sorry, my plug. I don't have any near me. They got churches in Owosso.
There you go.
We'll see you Friday, D.
Okay, thanks
a
lot, guys.
Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for First Bank of Owosso making it happen with Matt Powell this Friday night.
Good morning.
Dave and Katie in the morning.
Waking up.
With 94.1.
KXOJ.